Welcome to London. Welcome on board this typical London bus. Our driver will take us around this exciting city while you lean back and enjoy the sightseeing. We'll pass many famous buildings and places on our way, and I'll tell you a little bit about everything as we go along. Our tour starts here at Madame Tussauds, the famous waxwork museum, where many of the people we know from history and the present have been immortalised. The museum is well worth a visit. The bus now turns down a street I'm sure many of you have heard of. It's Baker Street, where the incredible detective Sherlock Holmes lived, in the books anyway. Today, Baker Street is one of the great shopping streets in London, and well worth a visit if you're a keen shopper. We turn right down Oxford Street, the most famous shopping street in London. In front of us now is Marble Arch, built in 1827 to stand as an elaborate gate for Buckingham Palace, which George IV had renovated. Marble Arch marks the northeast corner of Hyde Park, the 340-acre park in which Londoners love to go for a walk. As we drive down Park Lane, try to imagine that this was once the hunting forest of Henry VIII, you know, the king with the six wives. The park still belongs to the royal family, but it's the common Londoners and tourists like yourselves that use it. In Hyde Park, you can go for a walk, rent a boat and row on the Serpentine, ride a horse down Rotten Row, or perhaps you prefer to give a speech at Speaker's Corner, where anyone can give their opinions on matters they like or dislike. We'll now turn left down Constitution Hill. On our left-hand side is Green Park, in front of us St James's Park, and coming up on your right-hand side is Buckingham Palace. We'll stop the bus here so that you have time to take it all in. Buckingham Palace is the London home of the Queen, and when she's in residence, that is when she's actually here, the Royal Standard is flown from the flagstaff. Parts of the palace are now open to the public. We continue our tour down the Mall before we turn left and pass St James's Palace, another of the royal residences. It's not open to the public, but if you wish, you may attend Sunday service in the chapel. We now go up St James's Street and turn right to go down Piccadilly. On your right-hand side is Fortnum & Mason, one of the great stores of the world, renowned for its food hall. If you want to try a traditional English tea, this is one of the nicest places to go. But remember to dress for the occasion. You'll be stopped at the door if you're wearing jeans. Coming up in front of us now is Piccadilly Circus, one of the many famous landmarks of London. There are a great many shops, galleries and restaurants worth visiting around here. We go straight ahead and past the theatre area of London. Most of the city's theatres are situated around here. We're making our way towards Covent Garden, once the home of a famous fruit and vegetable market. It's been restored to an elegant shopping area and is a popular place for street entertainers. From Covent Garden, we've gone down Bow Street, and we're now driving down the Strand. On your left-hand side, you can see the Royal Courts of Justice. On your right is Temple, where the biggest law firms have their offices, and they have had for hundreds of years. We continue down Fleet Street, the famous newspaper street. It's still known as this, although most of the papers have moved to other areas in London. The impressive building in front of us now is St Paul's Cathedral, the largest and most famous church in the city, and the masterpiece of the architect Sir Christopher Wren. Our next stop is the Tower of London. You may know that this is where the crown jewels are kept, and that the tower for many years served as a prison. But it has served many purposes through the centuries. It's housed the royal family, the courts of justice, a factory for making bows and arrows, and even a zoo. When William the Conqueror built the tower more than 900 years ago, it was part of his fortification of the city. Tower was once a town within a town. Soldiers lived here with their families, more than 1,000 people worked here. There were stores, a tavern, and two churches. The men who guard the tower and who show the tourists around are known as the Beefeaters. They were once the personal bodyguard of Henry VII, and they still wear the Tudor uniforms he chose for them more than 500 years ago. We've crossed the city and will now turn around to make our way back. We cross the River Thames on Tower Bridge, one of London's most recognised sights. We turn right and go through an area of London called Southwark. At the end of Tooley Street, we pass the London Dungeon, where there's an exhibition of British medieval history, featuring life-size scenes of legends such as Guy Fawkes and Queen Boadicea, the Dark Ages, the Reformation, and the tortures of the Tower of London. If you like the horrible, this is certainly the place to go. We're driving down Southwark Street. On your right-hand side now is Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. It's not the original theatre, but a reconstruction of the building as it would have been in Shakespeare's time. We'll carry on down Stamford Street and York Road before we cross the river again at Westminster Bridge. The tour ends here, outside the Houses of Parliament. At the south end of the building, you can see Victoria Tower, the tallest square tower in the world. At the opposite end is one of the world's most famous landmarks, Big Ben, the clock tower of the Houses of Parliament. Thank you for riding with us, and enjoy the rest of your stay in London.